KSL News Radio, celebrating 40 years of the Doug Wright Show.
He's got the control of that show. He's calm.
Everything having to do with KSL and Doug Wright are synonymous.
Doug, a neighbor, a friend, an all-around great guy. I love you, man. You're the best.
I still have his phone number, and he will always be on speed dial.
This is where Utah news breaks on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I mentioned a little earlier we were trying to talk with as many of the candidates that participated in the debates yesterday as possible. And I mentioned that we had worked. I don't mean to cast that negatively. We'd worked with Mr. Lee Castillo to get him on, and scheduling just wasn't aligning itself. And I really appreciate the fact that he has called in here. And Mr. Castillo, we only have a couple of minutes, but I wanted to make sure that we got you on. We talked with Mr. Weiland a little earlier. What's your takeaway from the debate yesterday? How did it go for you? And what do you want Utahns to know and remember about you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me on your show. I'm honored. I had a great time at the debate. I was a little off. I was in a car accident, so I still have a concussion, and I think I handled myself pretty well for my first debate ever, and even doing so with a concussion. And the thing that I want to make sure that people know in Utah is that we currently have a congressman who doesn't listen to his constituents, and he's forgotten who he works for. And we need a new young candidate who's able to embrace or reflect the ideals of the next generation of leaders. And I think I'm that candidate. And I'm looking forward to being able to speak to a variety of a diverse group of people here in Utah that haven't been voting. And I'm able to engage with them and activate them, and I'm excited for the future.
There has been a little tension between you and Mr. Weiland since the convention that happened. Have you two pretty much patched things up on that?
I'll be honest with you. We had a meeting, and I asked Mr. Weiland if he would just apologize for grabbing me, and I said, let's go ahead and just put this behind us, and he actually refused to do that. So I have no ill will towards the guy. I want to run a good, clean race. And I think that I want to make sure that we're focusing on things that are important to Utahns, like the Public Lands Initiative. I think that we have been intentionally misled by Congressman Bishop and our leaders there, our president, because we found out that they really want to just ravage our lands here in Utah for our natural resources. And I think that is a shame that we have leaders who are intentionally misleading us. And that's one reason I want to go to Washington, so that we can make sure that we have a congressman that we can trust and that's open and honest about all things.
Mr. Castillo, thank you for calling in. I'm glad we were able to make this work, and I appreciate it's really a big deal for people to cast their hat into the ring for political office. I always admire those who are willing to do that, and I wish you well, and thank you for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
Mr. Lee Castillo with us here at KSL News Radio, a Democratic primary candidate up in the 1st Congressional District. Boy, this is big news. We knew that there was going to be some kind of an announcement, and we're just following up on this continuing news coverage of what we broke just a moment ago. So it's that was supposed to be the developing news sound. Obviously, it was not. But now, Facebook to build a data center in Eagle Mountain. Remember last week when we were kind of doing a little speculating as to what this entity might be? I said, this sounds a lot kind of like the Facebook deal when we were talking about it for Salt Lake County. Kind of this big data center that would employ a limited number of people, but hopefully open the floodgates for things yet to come. And not a whole lot of employees, but a big facility that needs a lot of electricity and a lot of water. And I thought, gosh, this sounds like the Facebook deal. But apparently it is a Facebook deal. The entity behind the massive planned data center and the recipient of quite a massive tax relief package Facebook will qualify for about $150 million in tax breaks for phase one. Remember last week when we talked with Ms. Foxley and we also talked with Val Hale from the Governor's Office of Economic Development, they indicated that the County Commission had signed off on it, the Alpine School District had signed off on it, they were going to some other entities, the Water Conservancy District, to sign off on it, and now we know that it is Facebook, boasting nearly 1.5 billion daily users and over 2 billion regular monthly users. Talks centered on the project go back at least a year when the governor and others visited the company in Palo Alto, but the company's name was kept under wraps due to ongoing contract negotiations. So it'll be interesting. Phase one of the effort will include putting up two facilities on a roughly 500-acre parcel south of Eagle Mountain City Center. And we'll give you all the details on this, so stay tuned on that. But it's been made official now. The entity that kind of the mystery company, as it were, moving into the Eagle Mountain area, it is Facebook. All right, on that note, let's take a brief break when we come back. What's the future of Count My Vote? Now that the governor's, actually the lieutenant governor's office, has said it did not qualify for the ballot. We're going to be talking with Rich McKeon on that coming up in just a moment.